day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details after this.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Well, firm buyer activity redeveloped through most of the day across the entire cattle complex as traders look to the support from beef values as well as the potential that cash cattle markets may continue to gain support through the week. Lean hog futures, though, weakened through the day as nearby futures softened due to the pressure on cash market weakness. Firm buyer activity was seen in all cattle markets, although October contracts continued to lead the market higher, with a rally that got futures hitting $107 per hundredweight in nearby contracts. The ability to sustain that $107 helped to keep firm interest in the complex, but traders are likely going to need to have some additional momentum in the front month contract in order to ensure that additional long-term support. The support in beef values and gains in cattle futures is expected to keep cash cattle trade steady to higher by the end of the week. And despite a slow start this morning, feeder cattle buyers quickly shifted into high gear as prices posted triple-digit gains by midday. The aggressive moves through the cattle market actually could help to instill long-term buyer support through the next couple of weeks, although September contracts will need to break through that $135 per hundredweight in order to draw additional interest back into the market at this point. And grain futures tried to hold on to modest overnight gains after markets turned higher once trading got underway in Europe. Corn prices were a little higher too after they tried to build on yesterday's bullish reversal. Meanwhile, talk continues to swirl that USDA is too high on its yield estimate as demand news midweek takes center stage. Soybeans posted modest gains today though, which helped November futures avoid a test of August lows. Demand data proved to be a key to prices today, keeping outside markets in the black after a nervous week of trading. And wheat prices were a little stronger today as contracts at all three markets tried to build on a little short-term technical strength. In addition to bullish reversals in winter wheat, Minneapolis December held its September uptrend this week. That's all of your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.